Hi, I'm Kim Cotola, thanking you for listening to this highlight from Cradle My Heart Radio. More on this topic is available at myfaithradio.com. Remember, your support makes this possible, so we thank you in advance. Virtually all of us suffer periods of pitch black spiritual darkness. We can't see, and we're sure nobody else can see either. We feel hopeless, and worse, we're afraid that we'll always feel this way. In the depth of David's predicament, God gave him a fresh insight. David may not see any light, but God sees just as clearly in our darkness as he sees in the light. So this realization gave David new hope. He didn't have to see the light as long as he was convinced that God, in his love and strength, could see clearly. When we're in a pit of darkness without sight and without hope, we can be sure that God is never sightless. He sees us in the dark, and he sees a solution to our problem even when we can't see it. In that, we can be confident. And then the format of Zig Ziglar's book is to give you a little time to reflect and some prompts to maybe write in a journal about describing a time when you felt in the dark spiritually and emotionally, and then also to reflect on how does it affect you to realize that God sees clearly even when you can't see it all. And wrap it up with a quote from Zig: "There are seldom, if ever, any hopeless situations, but there are many people who lose hope in the face of some situations." And I love this meditation because the life of David, as described here by Zig Ziglar, so parallels the experience that many of us walk through after the choice for abortion. We feel that we are simply in the dark and that we cannot find our way out. It's not within us to be able to light up our own darkness after this. And also by the fact that, you know, although he had been pursued by enemies and had so many different experiences in his life, it wasn't until he committed adultery and covered it up by having her husband Uriah killed. And also, of course, as you know, if you know the story, the Lord took that child as judgment on David. And the parallels with, again, the guilt that we have after abortion, the compounded guilt because abortion was often a choice to cover up some other issue in our lives, whether it was sex outside of marriage or sex as a result of pregnancy as a result of adultery. These stories are for our good in God's Word.
Thanks for listening. Programming like this is made available through your support, and so we appreciate that as well. You can learn more information at myfaithradio.com.